Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley
and Beth
Jacobson,
and we are very excited to have you join us this evening. We have created this show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality. We will have discussions on various topics and will feature many guests, including healers, psychics, mediums, and other speakers.
Our show will be on Sundays from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and you can follow our show on Blog Talk Radio by clicking on the follow button, and also check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com, and our email address is divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your feedback and your insight on our show. You can reach Beth at 651-900-4136 or Marie at 651-303-0555. You can also download our shows as a podcast using the iTunes or RSS feed buttons on our Blog Talk Radio page. Please also like our Facebook page and search for Divine Goddess Radio.
And our chat room will be open for any questions, so just please feel free to type in or ask a question or just say hello. And tonight we're going to be talking about trusting your intuition. I know there are a lot of people out there who obviously have heard about intuition and are not always sure whether, you know, the first thought that pops in their head, if it's something that they should listen to or if it's something that they can trust. So that's what we're going to be talking about this evening. And what we're going to do first is talk about a very basic component to intuition, and that is energy, and what energy is and where you find energy.
Well, energy is everywhere. It's in everything. It is in everyone. Everything that's living, breathing, because when you sit here and think about it, everything comes from the earth, comes from another life force. So, and energy is made up of atoms, and atoms are ever evolving, ever moving, and just visualize like, you know, something swirling and twirling around. So that's us. That's us. We're more than just our physical body. So it's everywhere. Energy is everywhere.
Well, and energy is everything too. I mean, it's animals, it's air, it's all
water,
of your
all the elements,
things around your the physical things, your furniture, everything. That
colors,
is energy.
It's colors, shapes, size, everything. Everything is energy. Everything has energy.
Right. And so when you, you know, when you are trying to recognize that everything is energy, keep that in mind. Keep everything positive, because energy, the more positive you are towards energy, the more energy flows toward you.
You are very correct, Marie. And, you know, just to give an example, for those who might still be going, I'm not quite sure what it is that you're saying, it would be like when you walk into a room and you feel really happy, and somebody can come in and they don't have to say anything necessarily, but they might be in a frumpy, grumpy mood, and it's that energy that they carry with them. And, you know, everybody, I would say a good portion, I shouldn't say everybody, a good portion of people know what an auric field is, the aura around us. It's this energetic field that's around our body and space. It's invisible unless, you know, you have the psychic eye that you can see it.
Mm-hmm.
But it varies and the colors change. You want them healthy and vibrant, but some people can carry around really dull and dark colors or nothing at all. Believe it or not, there are people who can go without auric fields, because I have seen it. But that also is energy, and as we are around individuals, we exchange our energy. So we exchange our thoughts, spoken and unspoken, and, you know, how we're feeling, happy, sad, mad, or glad. So you want to be really mindful of what it is that you're carrying around with you and what you're exchanging with other individuals.
Yeah, and we talked about that in our last show. And when we were...
Be a lover, not a hater.
Right. our last show, the Establishing Energetic Boundaries, that's basically, you know, what we talked about. I mean, when you walk in a room and all of a sudden your mood changes, you're picking up on that negative energy from the other person.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to shield yourself from that negative energy, we talked about those, you know, protective protective barriers that you put up. And we'll talk about that more at the end of this show as well.
You know, also another way to give you another way of being able to recognize energy is, you know, individuals who are really peaceful, really tranquil, really mellow. And then you can tell an individual, I carry a lot of energy into a lot of people because I've been told this enough. It's something that I accept and I work on it every day. I can talk 1,000 miles an hour. In my last show last week, I went in and I listened to it, and I can talk 1,000 miles an hour, I swear. So it's like it's something that I need to be really mindful of because that can overwhelm a lot of people. That can come across as very hyper. So that's energy. My energy could probably wipe out a lot of people if they're like really laid back, really grounded, really really subtle. So that's just to give you an idea of what energy is. So
then when you are, Beth, what do you think? When you are learning to trust your intuition, do you feel that we're picking up on energy?
Oh, by all means, I think so. I definitely think so. And I really truly believe that a lot of the energy that I carry, I mean, granted, a lot of it is mine, but I also carry a lot of universal stuff. And I'm still myself still learning to identify what is mine and what's everybody else's. I know I'm really a lot more calmer than what I come across as, but I'm so used to being like who I am,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I have to work on being grounded. I have to work on being quiet. I have to work on being calm.
Mm-hmm.
And my body loves it when I do that, but, you know, I like to have the energy to be able to do this stuff, you know.
Well, and I think, too, when you are calm and when you are quiet, your intuition does come about certain things a lot easier.
It does. Because you're able to hear it better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not going to stop you from, you know, getting the gut feeling, but when you do quiet yourself, whether you're still, and being still doesn't mean you always have to be sitting down, but being still, either walking in a park or walking in the woods, being by yourself, you're able to tune in with your intuition a lot better. And yes, folks, every single one of us on this earth, this is my belief system, decipher and discern for yourself, I believe we all are intuitive, every single one of us are.
Oh, I believe it too. I think it goes back, I think our body is designed that way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the fight or flight.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you're faced in a situation, especially when it comes to danger.
Oh, yes.
That intuition kicks in really, really strongly.
Oh, yeah. You know, and here the intuition, for those of you who are going, well, what exactly is intuition? That's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect example right there because, man, when I was younger, some of the choices that I made, when my gut was telling me, do not go down that dark alley, and what did I do? And trouble awaited there. Thank God I was able to get out of it, but there are other people who didn't listen to it. I mean, that's just an example. That's an extreme example, but it's an example.
Right, and I think one thing that, you know, the first thing that we should say to people out there who are listening, when you have a gut feeling, it's a feeling that literally hits you right in your gut. I mean, your stomach contracts or you get, you know, almost like hard butterflies, and you get that feeling like, okay, I want to make this decision, but this decision I've made, well, my stomach is going kind of funky on me. That's your gut telling you. That's your intuition telling you. And pay attention to that because that's what you need to learn how to trust. I know that for myself, I'm pretty good at trusting my gut, but there are times, you know, when your first immediate feeling about a situation comes up and you say, oh, no, I know better than that, and you go in the other direction, and sure enough, it was wrong. And I always say to myself, come on, I know better than that. I got to trust what my gut tells me right away. And that's my intuition saying, you know what, listen to me. Listen to what I'm telling you because the other way is not going to work. And it also, you know, it works well when you're driving. I've all of a sudden had this strange feeling in my gut. I might go a certain way to a store every time, but all of a sudden I go a different way and find out later that something happened on that road. So that's my gut telling me, my intuition telling me, don't go that way, that normal way this time.
And, you know, and another thing is like with friends or, you know, with coworkers or even strangers, but I would say, you know, something that most of us can relate to is like with friends, family, and coworkers. Like if your head is telling you to say something to them, And it may not be the nicest thing that you could say, but your head's wanting to sit here and resolve something. It might be something that's unresolved, an issue that's been discussed, or you've been holding something in for so long, but your gut's going, don't do it. This is not the appropriate time. Let's say during a holiday. Perfect. It's Easter today. But your head's going, do it. It is about time you stand up and you say something to them because you're done with taking this. But your gut's going, no, do it privately. Do it another time. Today is not the day. But what did you listen to? You followed what your head said. Mm-hmm. And then, man, things just became worse than what they had to be. And then after the fact, you're going, man, I didn't walk away feeling better about it. I should have listened to what my gut was telling me because, boy, have I been in that situation. I have really been in that situation, and I've had a lot of clients say that. I wish I would have listened, but after the fact, now it's over and done with, how do I make? I made it a bigger mess than what it was, you know, in the beginning. But, you know, it's a lesson to be learned from, so.
Well, and you hear so many stories of people, for example, when you hear of a plane crashing,
yeah,
and you hear about people that, you know, were scheduled to be on that plane, but at the last minute, their gut is saying, or something is telling them, don't get on that flight, don't get on that flight. That's their intuition talking. The ones who listen, you know, will come back and say, oh, my life was saved because something was telling me not to get on that plane today.
And, folks, how many people out there to where, you know, moms, to where you're on a tight schedule, you have to go to work, get your kids up to school, da-da-da-da. So it's like your time management. And one morning, everything, your kids are sitting here, they're arguing, they're not on time, you're getting out the door late, and let's say you're 15, 20, even 10 minutes late. But that 10 minutes late saved you from being in a traffic accident on the way that you normally travel.
Oh, yeah.
And you ended up finding out that there was like a 10, 20, and this is an exaggeration, pile car up. But that was the universe interfering and saying, you don't need to go there right now, and it was your intuition that was tuning in, saying, you know, even though your head's going, we got to go, and you're getting really upset and excited, but your gut's going, okay, you know what, all's going to be well. For whatever reason, you know it's not going to be the end of the world. This one day, for
mm-hmm.
those of you, and I'm one to where I can get bent out of shape on time. I can get really bent out of shape on time. And I've been in situations where if I would have been 10 minutes earlier going to where I was going, I would have been involved in that car accident.
Yeah, that's right. I always pay attention to that now. If you have something so planned out and something doesn't work out right, I have learned don't get upset about it because there's a really good reason why I was 10 minutes late or I forgot something and had to turn around and come home because, you know, that's my intuition somehow working with me and saying, you know what, you are being you're being guided in a different direction and listen to me, and I'm gonna save you. So.
So, folks, for those of you who are going, okay, Beth and Marie, we got it. We get what you're trying to say. You don't have to string it out any longer. We'll move on to our next subject by discussing signs and symbols and paying attention to them and how the universe delivers messages to us. And Maria, I know you love to talk about this one. So
I do, because I see a lot of signs. I get a lot of messages from angels, and my signs that I see a lot are I see a lot of pennies and a lot of dimes, and those are signs from angels that you know, are saying, hey, hello, I'm here, I'm with you.
Or it could be feathers.
Yep, and I do see feathers as well. And I always pick them up. I always pick up that dime. I always pick up that penny, and I have a little jar that I keep that I put all that money in as a reminder that, you know what, my angels are giving me signs. And feathers as well. I have a couple feathers. You know, not the icky ones that that look like they were kind of, I don't know, fell off a dirty bird or something. But I do try to keep as many feathers. Those are the signs I see. And I also see numbers. I see repetitive numbers. And the repetitive numbers are also signs from angels giving me a message. So those are the three big ones that I get. What do you see, Beth?
I get a lot of that. I get a lot of that. You know, then I have to sit here and go, okay, what do I physically see? Oh, one that I get right now that is really big, besides the numbers and the feathers, and the feathers and the coins are really starting to amp up right now. So there must be a level to me that I'm unaware of. At a subconscious level, I must think that no one's out there for me, like, hey, where's my team? Where's my divine team at? So I've been seeing that to where literally I just turned my head and my table had nothing on it. I turn around, pick something up, and then all of a sudden there is a penny or a dime sitting right on that table, and that's just happened to me 3 times this week already. And threes, everything for me in threes are signs that I really need to be paying attention because the universe is trying to get my attention. So also, but I notice signs and symbols and everything. I've always been like that. The street lights, you know, when they're yellow, green, or red, I get a lot of green lights, and that is a sign that the universe is going, you're on the right path, continue to do what you're doing. And so it lets me sit here and, what's the word that I'm looking for? It's paying attention to how my thoughts are. When I get a lot of green lights in a day, I know thought-wise I'm in a really good place and the universe is supporting me. And when I get yellow, it's like, caution, just be aware of your, you know, be mindful of what it is that you're thinking and what you're saying because that's what you're manifesting. And then when I get red lights, it's like simmer down, slow down. And when I get red lights, every single time it's when I'm having stuff that's coming up and releasing, and I tend to be a lot more irritable, a lot more moody. And so it's the universe saying you need to watch what it is that you're thinking right now because that's what's going to be manifesting. So those are just some of the things for me right now. Stoplights are huge with me right now.
Well, other signs, I know that I've experienced this and other people have experienced, you know, if you're looking for an answer to a question or you're deliberating over a situation, songs, the lyrics from songs can come out and can be just what you need to hear or the answer to something that you were asking for, that, you know, that can come as a sign.
It could also be like a paragraph or a sentence from a book, or like you see a commercial to where like a certain word or words that are jumping out at you. That's just the universe making sure that you're hearing that.
Movies as well.
Yeah.
I just had the experience today. I was thinking about a situation and watching a movie, and it was subtitled, and the subtitles, the words that came across were exactly what I needed to hear for my situation. So those are, you know, I take that as a big sign that I'm putting something out there and the universe is coming back and saying, yes, we're supporting you and here's your answer for your question.
And also, though, the animals will come and talk to us too, and you're seeing a lot of animals. There are animal books out there. There's a great one, Animal Speaks book. There's a pocket book by Ted Andrews. Absolutely love that one. He has almost all the animals in there. And then there's another one by Stephen Farmer. So you can look up the message that the animals are trying to get you. Like if a lot of people will say, my goodness gracious, I'm seeing a lot of squirrels. Pay attention to how many squirrels you're seeing because numbers are really important. There's also, talk about plugs, there's a Doreen Virtue book called Numbers. And excellent, and we'll tell you what those numbers mean. And a lot of it has to do with that there's divine assistance. You know, certain ascended masters are with you. Each number gives you messages. And then there's numerology and everything, so there's ways that you can sit here and figure it out. But we get our messages. We're supposed to remember that life is a puzzle, and we're supposed to be solving it but having fun in the process of doing it. So,
yeah, and remember, too, that, you know, recognizing the signs and being aware of them helps to hone your intuition. You know, it really helps to strengthen it because you are opening your eyes, you're opening you're increasing your awareness, and you're shoning, you know, you're honing those skills. So, sorry, Beth's laughing at me because I said a funny word. So just, you know, remember that signs are a great way to help your intuition grow.
And that they are. I just lost my train of thought of what my next thing was going to be that I was going to say. Oh, you know, and also for those of you who are, you know, wondering if you should invest in something or if you should go and buy something, if you really need to do it, and you're looking for a sign, I mean, animals can come up. And like I said, every single animal has a different meaning to it. When you see a lot of deer for me represent, I need more gentleness in my life. rabbits, this is a really fertile time. So whatever it is that you're planning on doing, now is the time because you're going to have the energy to do it. And so it's going to be, there's a lot of fruition. You know, there's a lot that can go into making it, you know, come into fruition to manifest it. You know, and then whales, about the record keeper, you have the knowledge within. So that's a time when I see anything to do with whales, either sea whales through my meditations, or if I see the word whale or somebody mentions the word whale, then that's when I know I have to really focus on a lot of meditation. I have to go deeper into meditation because I'm going to be having major universal messages that are coming in other than what I have on a normal average day. So, and birds, robins for me represent, you know, allowing more joy to come into your life. And so we're going to be seeing a lot more robins around here, and who doesn't need more joy in their life?
That's right. We all do.
And then there's colors. When you see different colors, the colors also represent a certain vibration, and it's whatever the colors, that is a sign for you too, because the angels carry a different color with them, but that's another show that we can do.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's signs and symbols and everything, in everything.
Right. Now, I know that, you know, people listening are saying, okay, well, we're seeing signs and I'm getting the gut feelings, but how do I really trust what I'm getting?
Well, this is my response, because teaching classes on it, all you have to sit here and ask is, you know, you can ask the universe, and it depends on who it is that you talk to. I personally talk to the Divine Mother, Father, Creator, Source on the seventh plane. And I ask that they show me the divine truth in complete transparency. And so if anything is trying to create an illusion for me, give me false information, it just automatically will sit here and have to show itself in its true form. So if it feels good, then I know that's my response. But also I see, so when it doesn't change form and it presents itself and it's of divineness, then I know that's my answer. So if you get this, if you get, for me, I get lighter. I feel a lot lighter, a lot more free for my yeses, and I feel for my noes, I feel like I can't breathe as well. I feel a lot more heavier. But you have to decipher and discern for yourself. You can also use You can use pendulums, and you can do muscle testing. You can do rods, dowsing rods. You can use cards, divination cards. So, I mean, there's angel testing. You can put your hands on your heart standing up and ask the question. And if you fall forward, that's the universe saying yes. And if you fall backwards, that's no. And if you go sway side to side, the universe is going, we'll support you one way or the other. But, you know, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so those are just some things that you can use.
Yeah, and then we'll talk about those tools a little bit later. But one thing I do, too, is when I'm really looking for confirmation, I will ask for a sign. And I'll say, angels, you know, if such and such situation is going to come true, or if this is the right answer for my question, please show me a sign. And I'll ask them to show me something. And it can be very specific. I'll ask for a green cow or a yellow dog. And if I see that sign, then I know that I was listened to, and, you know, my question was received.
Now, just on that note, you guys, this is what I've learned over the years of ignoring some signs. You can sit here and ask, but be open to it, where you might see it in a magazine, you might see it in a book, you might see it on TV, it might be a conversation you overhear, it might be a friend or a family member that talks to you about something on the phone or in person, it might be in a dream, it might just be a thought that comes up. Because one time I asked that I wanted an eagle, but in my head I wanted a real eagle, but I didn't specifically ask for a real eagle. So here I'm like, oh, great, they don't even want me to do this. And I was going off on a hissy fit, and this was probably a year ago. And I was out in Duluth, Minnesota, which is a gorgeous area, by the way. And then I was waiting patiently. I was in a seat meditation. I wanted an instantaneous response. Well, one, I find out the universe doesn't work on my time frame, which it is what it is. But later on in the day, here a friend of mine who can read said, Beth, they've been showing you eagles all day. And I'm going, I have not seen one God bless an eagle. And they're going, I'm seeing an eagle up here. And there was a cloud in the form of an eagle. She looked at a there was a rock that, believe it or not, it was in the shape of an eagle's face. And then there was something else. I can't remember what it was. I wonder if it was a leaf, but it was in the shape of an eagle's face. And so she said, there are your three eagles right there, but here I'm expecting this real eagle to fly on by.
Yeah,
here I wasn't specific, and they tend to make me work for my answers just because.
Well, and it's good to know. I mean, you do have to keep an open mind as to where you'll see your sign, because you, like you said, it could be anywhere. It could be it could be a lyric of a song.
Oh, it could.
You just never know. So you got to keep your mind open, but don't dwell on it. Don't obsess with it. Just let it go.
Yes.
And if you see your sign, then you know that they're listening.
Oh, and also, you know, if you repeatedly are getting something three times, that's the universe giving you your response.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, three times is the universal way of saying, hey, we're giving it to you three times now. Are you paying attention?
Right.
I've had strangers come up to me and just saying, I just feel like I need to tell you this, or I have to give you this. And it had everything to do with what it was my question was about. Where I'm going, wow. I mean, the universe really works in really mysterious ways. It really does. But it's all about having fun, you guys. Life is about a game. It really is, but it's having fun at playing the game.
Mm-hmm. Well, and another way, too, that you can get, you know, your intuition works, and the way you can get messages is through dreams. So pay attention to your dream state, because the messages that you get, they may not make sense to you, but if you sit down and you journal and you keep a journal of your dreams and then, you know, start reading over what you've written, your answer is most likely given to you in your dream. You have to pay attention to the symbols. You have to pay attention to the circumstance. Pay attention to the people in your dreams. And you can get a lot of answers that way.
And, you know, just because Marie mentioned that, Marie and I are going to be doing a class on that one, where we're going to give more detailed information on that. But that's a fun one. Dream interpretation is a passion of mine. And Marie's starting to really get into it more now, so it's fun to sit here and look at your dreams and to figure out what they're trying, you know, what the universe is trying to tell you. Get a really good dream book. One that jumps out at you,
mm-hmm.
you know. So don't just buy one just because somebody recommends it. Go to a bookstore, and if it jumps out at you, it jumps out at you. And if it doesn't, that means you're not supposed to get one that day, and then go back another day and see what jumps out at you. If not, then you're not meant to have one at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, there's information on the Internet. You don't have to have one, but they're nice. They're nice to really to help you out.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the dreams. What do you say? What would you say are the most common symbols?
What are the most common symbols? Well, you know, right now, what a lot of people are talking to me about, they're talking about that they're dreaming about houses. And a lot of people are going and they're talking about specific rooms in the houses. Mm-hmm. And anything to do with the dream or with the house in a dream state has to do with we are a house. And most people have heard, and if not, maybe you might be hearing this for the first time, that our physical body is the house for our spiritual soul to be housed in. And so in dream state, that you know, there's different parts. Like the attic would be our crown chakra, which would be in our head. That would be the spiritual part of ourselves. The kitchen is where we make plans. You know, it's a daily bringing things together, bringing things that you want to manifest. So what are you cooking up? Living rooms have to do with your living space. Pay attention to everything that's in that living room. What does it look like? You know, is your house nice and stable, or is it rickety? Is it really dilapidated? Is it just barely standing up? The bathrooms, you know, are the pipes like ready to burst? A lot of people have dreams about, urination and bowel movements, excuse my expression of that, but there's no other way to be able to say it. You know, and anything to do with water has to do with emotions. Urination has to do with releasing your emotions. And the other thing has to do with, I hear more people, well, I won't even say it, but it has to do with, you know, eliminating. It all has to do with elimination.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just put it that way so I don't have to get crude. I wouldn't have a problem with it, but I just want to be tasteful on the air. So, and then in your bedroom, pay attention to what the bedroom is, because that represents your consciousness, your state of consciousness. So is it messy? Is it nice and clean? What does your bed look like? Are you lost in your bed? Is there no bed? Does it look haunted in there? I mean, it's just really cool.
Well, do you feel that dreams can be prophetic?
Oh, good gravy, yes. Yes, they can. They can be very prophetic.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I know myself I'll have dreams about a certain situation, and even though the subject or the way of the dream looks, you know, not like it would in our 3D world,
mm-hmm.
I can pick out exactly what is going on or what the situation pertains to.
Oh, yeah.
And apply that, and then sure enough, you know, I see it come true.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, that's happened to me quite a bit, where I've had the dream, and then the next day that it happens exactly to where I'm going, oh, my God, why does this feel familiar? And it's like, oh, my God, I dreamt it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like deja vu while you're sleeping.
Exactly.
You know, deja vu is while you're awake, but prophetic dreams, yes, there's many different dream states. So
let's go on now and talk about, we kind of touched a little bit about, you were talking about the tools. So let's explain the tools a little bit further so that people know, you know, what you can do to sharpen your intuition.
Okay, well, we have muscle testing, and what you can do is you can choose whatever hand that you want to do, but take your thumb of your right hand and the forefinger and have them, the tips of them touch each other, and then you take your forefinger from your left hand and you put it inside the hole of the finger and you say, show me my positive sign. And like mine just broke through my thumb and my forefinger. Show me my negative sign, and I can't break through it. So that gives me my yes or no question, or my yes and no, so I know how to differentiate that. Angel testing, or you can call it, what else did somebody say that it was called the other day? Angel testing or what else?
Angel tipping is what I call it.
Or angel tipping, angel
That's
tipping.
What I call it, angel
okay.
tipping.
What was the other one that somebody said yesterday?
I don't remember.
I can't remember. Well, anyways, it has to do with what I just described. You can stand up, and you can put your hands on your heart, and you ask the question, or say, show me my positive sign, which should you be going yes, and show me my negative sign is going backwards. And so, I mean, that's just easy to differentiate that. And then you have the pendulum, and you would hold it with your dominant hand, with your forefinger and your thumb, and you hold it over your other hand, so it's above your middle finger, not touching your other hand, the opposite hand that you don't use, and then say, show me my positive sign. Keep your hand and your wrist still, and your pendulum will move in whatever direction. Mine goes vertically for my yeses and then horizontally for my noes. Some people get a circle. Some people get a bobbing up and down on their pendulums. So it's whenever you say, show me my yes sign, thank you, and then thank you, and then show me my no sign, thank you. So that's another way. And then you have dowsing rods, which you would hold, and you would say the same thing. Show me my positive sign. My positive sign, the dowsing rods go together, and my negative sign is they go apart. So, and then you have your divination cards, and it depends on what cards you have. I have angel cards to where they literally have affirmation or what's the other one? But it has to do with no.
Mm-hmm.
It's not specific yes or no, but I'm forgetting the word that they use for no. So that you can use that.
Mm-hmm.
So those are just some of the things that you can use to help you with building your confidence. Getting cards was the way that I started when mm-hmm. I started owning who it was that I was, which was about, I've been like this my whole life, whatever this is, whatever you want to call this.
This, okay.
Whatever this is. But I started doing cards, I would say, probably religiously or faithfully. I shouldn't say religiously. Cut, clear, and delete that one. But faithfully, 12 years ago, and it was just so cool. There would be a group of us who would do them. And I once upon a time, believe it or not, you guys, I have over 100 and some cards. I've given a lot away. I'm down to quite a few still. But it is so fun to do these cards, and they just confirm the stuff that you know. It's a visual aid to validate you. That's all it is a visual aid to validate us. So.
Well, yeah, and I also started, you know, way back many years with a tarot deck.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how I started, too. And I think a lot of people do learn when they're first starting.
Yeah.
They do learn with the cards.
Yep.
And I enjoy the cards. Obviously, you know, the cards are there for you to pick up the energies that you're feeling from it. they're not literal, but you pick up from the energy that whatever the card is drawn. And it's a good way to validate, you know, questions that you have or a situation as well. And one thing about the pendulum, too, that I wanted to mention, the pendulums that you see, you know, can be made out of different types of crystals with a chain on it. But you can also use, like, a regular necklace or, you know, anything that has
a ring with a bolt on it. You can use anything.
You can use anything. Yeah, so
pretty ones are just fun to have.
The pretty ones are really fun to have.
Really fun to have. You know, and another thing is, if you, like all my friends are, you know, they're clairvoyant, they're intuitive. A lot of us do it for a living, so it's just really cool to get together every once in a while. Because right now we're in the time period of building our like-minded community, so we're all reaching out for our soul families and our soul teams, so we can get doing the work that we came here to do. But again, that's another story. But you can sit here, already know what it is that you know, but if you want that validation, you can sit around and ask your friends, and it's really cool that they just validate, going, hey, I got a question for you. Do you mind answering this? And then it's their opportunity of saying, yes, I'll, you know, I don't have a problem with helping you out there, but just getting the validation of the stuff that you already know. So, I mean, there's so many different ways of getting validated.
And
the clouds, you can get confirmation from clouds, because a lot of the kids will say, when I ask a question, I get the answer in the form of a cloud. And it's interesting how the clouds are really illustrating things right now. It's like artwork up there. They can change that fast. It's just amazing. Amazing.
And if you're just starting your journey and you're just starting to, you know, become aware of using your intuition and you're just into the awakening process, find people that who are, you know, opening with you and want to experience the journey with you, and don't be afraid to sit with them, you know, meet, practice these things, try to, you know, do cards with each other, and because that's how you sharpen your skills. So that's a good tip as well.
Yes, it is.
So I thought maybe Beth might chime in, but she didn't.
I was distracted there for a second. I'm sorry.
So should we talk a little bit about energetic boundaries? And I know we have two callers on as well, so they may have a question to ask. So,
Should we go ahead and should we?
Well, let's talk about the energetic
boundaries.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and the energetic boundaries is because of what we're going in through, you know, and plus the dream state. Since we did mention the dream state, it's clearing up that the dream state is where our subconscious is coming through and it's talking. It's giving our information at a subconscious level on what we're not aware of. So it's a way for us to really deal with the stuff that's really needing to be dealt with internally. Because what we're moving into, this new time period of 2013, it's a multidimensionality, and it is. Because we do come from different multi-dimensions. We're not just of physical form. We're expansive. We're more vast than that. So I think there was a question that somebody had typed in or a comment that somebody had said on that. So I'm just publicly saying that out loud that, yes, completely agree with what it is that you typed in there.
Mm-hmm.
But energetic boundaries have to do with, you know, knowing where one person ends and another person begins, and being able to recognize what is yours and what somebody else is, and that can go with feelings and emotions. And, you know, a good way is being able to pay attention to, you know, here's a perfect example. You know, if you're in a good mood before you go to work and you aren't having any negative thoughts in your mind and you're there, you're at work doing your job, and all of a sudden you're feeling funky after somebody has left your office or your space, and they might have been a Debbie Downer, but then you get really busy and you're not paying attention to where that's where it started, that's where the icky, mucky, yucky feeling started coming in just energetically, and you started feeling drugged down and drained. It's being able to recognize somewhere throughout the day that stuff isn't yours. Now, while I imagine most of us are really, really busy and we're not paying attention to how we're feeling in the morning, what we're feeling throughout the day, and who we're encountering throughout the day, and we're not clearing our auric field, which needs to be or should be cleaned every single day throughout the day. And all you have to do is visualize, like, you know, a vacuum that's coming down from, you know, coming down from whoever it is that you're praying to. Again, I pray from the seventh plane. You know, I ask for help to come in from the seventh plane. So just imagine that there's a vacuum coming down from somewhere that's vacuuming all that mucky, yucky stuff up from the carpet, from our auric field. You visualize it. We're a carpet that needs to be cleaned. And so then you're nice and fresh and replace it with whatever colors and whatever feelings that you want in there. I love to be in joy. I didn't grow up in joy, so I love that feeling now.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think today's a good day to talk about that, too, because it is a holiday.
Yes.
And people have, you know, more than likely
the
spent
feeling,
the weekend,
you know,
with family or big family gatherings. And, you know, everybody's going through whatever they're going through, and you may have picked up some of their negative energy. So this is a great way to come home, unwind, vacuum all the stuff off of you so you can start your week off in a positive, light way.
Well, you know, and also it can be, you can have people who are in the best moods also in family to where, you know, the past was that you didn't get along, but the present that you are getting along with each other. But because we carry, because we're so deep and there's so many different levels to us as humans and as spiritual beings, it could be to where we're just being the presence of each other, even friends, or somebody that we know or somebody that we don't know, that energetically it could be acting as a trigger for us that's bringing up all this old stuff. So it's just getting in the habit of cleaning your auric field at all times and making sure you're letting go of that stinking thinking and replacing it with something that's high vibration. Let go of the there and the then and get into the here and the now. It doesn't matter what happened yesterday. It doesn't matter what happened 10 years ago. It doesn't matter what anybody did to you. It's right now at this moment that you're safe, that you're protected, and you're guided and directed, and it's trusting that you can keep yourself safe now. So it's going into that frame of thought,
mm-hmm.
you know, letting go of all those lower thought forms. Just let them go. They're no longer serving your higher purpose.
And also someone in our chat room mentioned this as well, and this is also true. You know, be careful of your thoughts,
yes.
because things are manifesting very, very quickly right
yeah.
now. So be mindful of what you think and be mindful of what you want to put out there and be mindful of what you want back.
Exactly.
So, you know, we have a couple callers. So
thank you for our chat room for saying that, by the way.
Yes.
Thank you.
We have a couple callers. And so I'm going to see if they have a question for us.
Okay, sounds good.
And what I'm going to do is just announce your area code, and then when we get you on the line, if you could just let us know your name and where you're calling from, that would be awesome. So our first caller is area code 718, and I'm going to get you on with us. Hi, this is Marie and Beth.
Hi. Hi, this is Lisa. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Lisa. What can we do for you?
My goodness, this topic is exactly what I need right now.
Oh, good.
Yeah. yeah, and definitely understanding that, trusting my gut for me. And it's almost like I hear a voice in my head, and it's my voice, which is funny. But, you know, it's just, but it's different. You know, just, I'll even be like, who said that? And I'm like, oh, God, that's a clear message. Like, if I'm reading something and, like, say, for example, something about toxic friends or don't trust someone with one more thing, and then literally the person's name that I shouldn't trust pops into my mind, and I'm like, whoa, like, how'd that happen? But now I think it's a matter of physically understanding for me. Like, I'm understanding that trusting my intuition in two ways. It's like, if it's something negative where it's saying, don't do it, my stomach will go in, and I'll, like, kind of, like, contract. And if it's something positive, I'll completely expand. And right now I'm a little off because two things happen. One, a gentleman that I used to date texted me today for Easter, and I've been contemplating just giving him a call, and not to date or anything, actually just to meet and catch up and possibly talk about business. And also I see him from a different perspective. My heart's just in a good place that's different.
Good.
You know, but the other thing is, the thing that's not so great is that my intuition has been giving me, oh my God, tremendous signals about a friend of me. This is someone who I thought was such a great friend, and because of, well, I'll ask you to look at it. I mean, it's just like, it's not feeling good, so I'm pulling away. And it's, we're it's like a eight group of women and who've come to cultivate energetically, like you were explaining, your thoughts, your feelings, have come together for the right reasons, But this particular person, I'm the energetic leader of the group, the natural energetic leader of the group. I'm like kind of like the organic leader of the group. I don't have a title or anything.
Okay.
And the other person is trying to give themselves a title by the things they organize. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And we happen to be, I guess, the two closest people. That's just the way things kind of happened. But I'm feeling the opposite way you're supposed to feel about someone you're that close to. So what's going on? I'm aware of myself. What's going on from that person?
Are you looking at it from a point of view to where what I'm getting with you, that there's some triggers and it's some old stuff that needs to come up? So they're in your life right at this time, and all you have to do is go in and ask, what is it that's triggering within me, so that you can release whatever that trigger is? That's all she's doing is playing that part out there, so you can let part of that old consciousness go, that ego part consciousness going, and fear. And it's fear-based. That's all I'm hearing.
Because right now, you know what it is? Yeah. I don't want to see, like, I'm making sure, like, I can pick up, like, I'll put it this way. You know, we have natural gifts, right?
Yes.
We can be a mirror for other people and about what they're not naturally gifted with, or if they're not living their purpose, or even really attempting to live their purpose, or being guarded and putting on a fake face. I'm the opposite of that. I don't do any of those things. So when a person is fearful of doing all those things and you're a constant reflection of what they're not doing, I've had a friendship like this before. And, you know, I came into this friendship and the group of women being completely open and letting go of that past friendship, and all past friendships that were women that couldn't appreciate me for who I am, and I embrace them fully for who they are, and I recognize them and I celebrate them. But for whatever reason, they are not being completely true, and that, you know. So it's like I don't want there to be. It's almost like I felt like they're trying to make it look like I'm all about me in some sort of way, but people aren't picking up on that because it's not true. And I'm not passive aggressive. I'm compassionately direct. Let's just put it like that.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. And your energy feels like that too, Lisa.
Yes. Thank you.
Do you have any feedback you want to give to her, Marie?
Well, I just want to say too, sometimes when you are in a group situation and you're trying to, you know the path that you want to be on, you get with a group of women who you think might be part of your soul group or on the same mission as you, but sometimes you get people put that come to you in that path in order to either give you a lesson or show you something that you need to learn from them.
Mm-hmm. It's just something to examine,
mm-hmm.
something, that's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't need to be more than what it actually is, but like I said, this is what I'm getting. I'm hearing your guide saying, she's there for you right now, and it's stuff that you're not aware of, and she is there. And she's so that you can go in and look at some of the stuff that she's triggering, because that's all she is. She's a trigger for you. That doesn't mean, just because she's a trigger for you, that doesn't mean it's a negative thing. Marie and I, just as a matter of fact, had this same conversation yesterday to where I told her, we went out for supper. I said, this is not you personally, but there's something that I'm being triggered in, and I don't know what it is. It could be a past lifetime stuff that you have to go in and examine, and there's a reason that they're not giving me more information on that, since you're so gifted yourself, but it's a trigger, and it's old, old stuff. It feels like it's ancient stuff with you.
Yeah.
So she's coming in here for you to be able to examine, going, what is it that is really bothering me about this? Because you have to be able to go in there and recognize it so you can finally release it and let it go. Because it's coming from deep within the subconsciousness, believe it or not, which is coming into where you're becoming more aware of it. So it's not going to take you long to figure it out.
Yeah, I'm starting, as you were talking, I'm starting to feel like, you know, this reminds me of very old relationships. Like, adolescent relationships.
Yes, yes.
And
then think about this, Lisa, not just this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
It's been lifetimes, because this is ancient stuff. So it's from this one. So that's all she's playing that role out for you right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's ancient stuff that's coming up. We're in the finality of it, the finality of the ancient stuff. So
why? I guess I guess for me, like, as you were saying it, I just, like, pictured, like, I'm just going to keep being me, and that's exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. And
that's
if that
right.
bothers
yeah.
you,
yeah.
this
yeah.
is who I've been from the very beginning.
Yeah.
So there's nothing different about me.
Exactly.
And then also the thing about shining, this is so funny, I stopped having best friends. And what I mean is one person that I designate as my best friend. And it was because previous best friends were not happy with me unless I was a shadow. And once upon a time as a young girl, like, you know, you have a sparkle and then you realize you can't have a friendship unless you have a shadow. Oh, my God, I just figured something else out. Wow, this is great.
See, it's, you know, and that's the thing, Lisa, it's being able to talk about your story and then you come to the realization. So that's what this, that's what the phone call was all about. So now
yeah.
you just realized it.
Yeah, like, she, like, it's, it goes into both sides, like, in relationships, like, romantic and this one, like, friendship. Like, the, I have to have a partner that is supportive of me shining because I have no problem being with a person that shines.
Exactly.
I get excited about it. I'm supportive of it. And I exude that in all my female friendships.
Good.
Like, I support that in them. And I support that in her. I mean, I've, like, really encouraged her and have been there right with her. And then it's like I'm recognizing what she needs is to be the number one out of everyone in the entire group. And she's picking up that I'm not going to say number one. I'm saying that they're more attracted to me energetically. They are going to follow me energetically. They don't need to follow me. But one of my girlfriends said, whether you like it or not, your opinion has a very strong influence on everybody else. And I was like, okay, I didn't sign up for that responsibility, but I guess being an energetic leader, you don't necessarily know that. Do you understand what I mean? Like, I'm.
I get it. I so get it.
And what's funny about this gentleman, the one that I said that I want to contact, is that he's never had a problem with me being me. And I'm learning to appreciate all the men that I know like that, because it's a handful.
Oh, cool.
Only a handful.
Lisa, not that I, this is Beth. I don't mean to cut you off or be
I'm
rude,
sorry.
But we do have somebody
yeah,
else that
yeah,
would like
yeah.
to come in.
Please,
would
yeah.
you be able to email Marie and I just so we know how things turn out?
Yeah, sure.
DivineGoddessRadio@gmail.com.
DivineGoddessRadio. Okay.
Yes, at gmail.com. Because we don't have that much time left, and there's another caller, and we would like to see what they would like to ask. And we so appreciate you calling in and asking and letting us know this information. So thank you so much, and we wish you luck on this.
Thank you. Thank
you,
you both ladies. Have a great night.
You
thank
too.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Mute.
Okay, so now we're going to go to area code 780. Hi, this is Marie and Beth.
Hi.
Hey, ladies. How's it going?
Very good. Who's on the air with us?
It's Jay calling from Canada.
Jay from Canada. What can we do for you, Jay?
I got a question regarding your gut feeling, things like that. How does it
okay.
differ for between guys and guys and women, actually, in terms of, you know, learning it and, I don't know, just in general?
Look at Marie and I are both going, aw.
I didn't know there was a difference.
you know, that's a good question, Jay. You know, that's a good question because, you know, I've attended many, many seminars and many gatherings with men and women. And, you know, I don't know in the years that I've been a part of it, any of these groups that any of the men have ever asked or have spoken of it being any different.
Yeah, I've never heard of anybody saying that they've experienced something different.
I guess we need another male caller to come in and, you know, to give their feedback on that. So I don't know what quite to say, how to respond to that one.
Hmm.
And I know that's not much of an answer, but it's the only answer that I have at this time.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, thank you, Jay, for calling in.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Bye.
Okay, now we're going to take area code 905.
Hello.
Hi, this is Marie and Beth.
Hey,
hi.
Marie and Beth. How are you doing? This is Dennis, the Dream Master.
Oh, hi.
How you doing?
Very
good.
How about yourself?
Good, good. Well, thank you. Can you hear me okay?
We can. Yep.
All right. I know Jay, and
oh,
I...
Oh,
Yeah. Too bad he's not on the line anymore.
Hopefully he's still listening.
Yeah,
he's not
on the line, but he's I believe he's listening still.
Okay.
Okay.
So how can you respond to this? What would you do this
well,
back to him?
I was okay. I'd like to respond.
Okay.
I was just trying to jump in, and I was doing technical stuff. So,
oh, okay.
Right. So the question that he posed to you both was which?
What it had to do with how does it vary intuition, like feelings? How does it vary between men and women?
The gut
right.
feeling.
The gut feeling.
The gut feeling.
The gut feeling. I said, you know what? I'm not a man, so I honestly don't know, and I haven't heard it
all
be
right.
any different.
All right. That was a good question, Jay, and if you're still listening, you can stream more than 4 minutes after your show is, like, off the air. But to give a response, I wanted to mention something else, but to Jay's question per se. For me, it's a balance of your feminine, knowing your feminine within yourself. A lot of men have difficulty with this. And, you know, and with women, I'm sure, I've met many, they have a strong masculine energy within themselves.
Oh, yeah.
That works. Makes them strong women.
I agree.
Yeah. And with men, it's nothing. A lot of men, you know, when they come up with these feelings and emotions, that the other thing, blah. They want to discount them because, you know, for the fact that if they were ever to bring it up to their man friends, they'd be looked at as a wuss, or you act like a woman, whatever. And you know what? For
That's
me,
unfortunate.
Well, it is very unfortunate. And for me, I know my feminine. For me, I know my feminine within myself. This
Wonderful.
Is balance. Right, and this is key, right?
Yeah.
You know, and getting that balance, acknowledging the feminine energy within yourself brings balance. When I see and find so many men that are so hard up on their masculinity, their testosterone, their ego, women hold it too, ego, but, they call it vanity, whatever, is having that balance is key. And when you hold this balance, holding your ground, right, with the balance, keeping your focus, yeah, center, right? This is center. You know, this is just me speaking. and if you have to close out the show and say goodbye right now, I can still hang on.
Yeah, we got like 1 minute left.
All right, because you don't have to shut the show down. It'll go into archive. Otherwise, I'll hang up right now if you wish.
Oh, I only had it scheduled for an hour, so
yeah, you got,
it'll
you
cut
got
30 off.
You got 30 minutes after.
Oh, okay.
If you want to finish up what it is that you're saying, from what I'm getting out of it, just to clarify, it sounds like, you know, to be balanced, to be centered, and to be grounded is your response back to Jay.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're balanced, you're centered, and you're grounded, and you know, there's focus so that you can tune in to that intuition, to the, you know, the information that you're getting. Is that, am I correct in what it is that you're saying?
Well, yeah, it's just acknowledging, knowing, just you're not discounting your femininity within yourself, like as a man, right?
Exactly.
Right. And as a woman, you know, as women, you know, I'm not one. it's knowing, you know, that energy within yourself.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And, yeah. And, you know, and it's all about balance. You know, if you got 10 seconds or whatever like that, I wanted to mention something else.
We got 10 seconds, so we better close out our show.
Well, we thank you so much for your feedback and your input, Doug. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for being here.
Well, thank you. Goodbye.
Well, if you're still on air, we just wanted to thank everybody, thank our callers.
Yes,
and
thank you.
Thank everybody for listening. And we did want to mention that we are going to be starting a series of classes if you live in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. So please join us Tuesday, starting April 9th, for our Link to Enlightenment series. Each Tuesday we will offer a class which showcases a specific topic related to enlightenment and awareness. And our first class is actually the Trusting Your Intuition class. So you can call or email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. And best number is
651-900-4136.
And mine is 651-303-0555. Thank you. Have a good week, all.
Goodbye. Thank you.